With Reno Public Radio's Movie Moments, I'm Robin Hollibird. June 21st, warm weather and new shark shows. All three mean we can finally celebrate summer. The shark show component comes with the movie 47 Meters Down, about two women trapped in a great white viewing cage that sinks to the tidal depth after its cable breaks. The single-sentence description sounds like slim inspiration for an hour-and-a-half-long feature film, often an issue in shark stories. Whether watching Open Water, The Reef, or last year's The Shallows, plots relying solely on waiting for sharks to attack often stretch time and believability boundaries. 47 Meters Down snaps both traps with its title alone, since getting stuck at that depth of more than 150 feet would cause problems a whole lot faster than shown in the movie. Many other questions arise, but we won't go there because, well, because in shark movies, answers don't matter. How else to explain the success of the Sharknado series, which this year offers its fifth sequel and includes Charo as the Queen of England? Helen Mirren must have been busy. Of course, shark movies rarely need big-name stars since they feature big-sized fish to fill the screen. Still, it never hurts to feature a talented human or two, which 47 Meters Down handles with stars Mandy Moore, Claire Holt, and Matthew Modine in support. Always likable since her days as a teen lead in Disney projects, and now riding on critical acclaim from her This Is Us television series, Moore brings good energy to her role as a young woman who reluctantly goes out of her comfort zone and looks fear in the eye. This kind of look happens in many shark stories as a way of adding significance to events. Personal growth always qualifies as progress with a point and purpose. Still, most people watch shark stories for other reasons, namely the pop-out-of-your-seat scary moments with sharp teeth, pointed fins, gushing blood, and perhaps a floating limb or two. 47 Meters Down delivers all that, with decent underwater photography and computer-enhanced great white sharks whose smooth and fluid moves seem real enough. The movie's problems come more from typical issues for the genre, dull moments between sharp shark teeth, and the overall sense that none of this feels plausible. But really, who cares? It's a shark movie, a classic way to welcome in the sun of summer. On KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.